Check out Jordan Parker's The Week's Best and Biggest on Netflix, every Friday on City News Halifax. Dr. Cabby, this Canadian flick is heavily underrated and a whole lot of fun. While it may be a bit crude for modern audiences, the central premise is such that you'll still be able to enjoy this one. It follows Indian Dr. Deepak, who graduated top of his class, and emigrates to Toronto for a new life. But when no one will accept his training from home as valid, he ends up working as a taxi driver. Soon, he begins helping people and giving medical advice during cab rides. Vinay Vermani, known for writing Breakaway, Little Italy, and producing Two Lovers and a Bear, is a fantastic lead and he's hugely talented. Adrian Palicki also stars, as does Kunal Nayar, of The Big Bang Theory fame. The ensemble is wonderful. It's a heartfelt comedy that's a nice showcase for Canadian talent. 4/5 stars White Hot. The Rise and Fall of Abercrombie and Fitch. I have to lead by saying that this documentary was absolutely terrifying to behold. The one follows Abercrombie's prominent push to become one of the best-known brands in North America, and what happened when it all came crashing down. CEO Mike Jeffries was all about creating the all-American look and marketing clothing to those people. Abs, perfect bodies, and only one race were accepted into the cool club that wore it. This was for the elite, white, rich folks in society, and everyone else was left out. But the racist, classist and often disgusting ideologies of Jeffiers and the brand are put on blast here. It's an amazing portrait of our society's need to be part of the in crowd, and what can happen when we lose sight of truly important values. 4/5 stars Enemy. I'm not going to lie to you, Enemy is a singularly weird, hugely difficult film. But it's also a pretty entrancing exercise and a restrained, intense character drama that has divided people, for better or worse. It follows a man who tries to find his lookalike, whom he spotted in a film. His search leads him on an incredible, strange journey. Based on José Saramago's novel, The Double, it's splendidly directed by Oscar nominee Denis Villeneuve. Jake Gyllenhaal is stunning in dual roles, and he's joined by Melanie Laurent, Sarah Gatto and Isabel Rossellini. It's a stunning sight to behold. You'll either love or hate Enemy, but it will become impossible to not have a strong opinion on it. 3.5/5 stars The Long Kiss Goodnight. Flat out one of the best action movies of all time, The Long Kiss Goodnight is the type of rollicking, entirely enjoyable movies that merits several rewatches. A slick, harrowing little tale, it follows Samantha, an amnesiac who wakes up 2 months pregnant, and has no idea who she is. 8 years later, she is happy, healthy and has built a new life in her small town with a new husband. But as her old, violent past begins to come back to her, she may just put herself and her family in danger. The soundtrack is amazing, and the performances are totally awesome. Gina Davis is a badass, Samuel L. Jackson is so cool, and even Craig Bierko gets in on the fun as the bad guy. Die Hard scribe Shane Black wrote this one, and Rennie Harlin, known for B-movies Cliffhanger and Deep Blue Sea, creates the best movie of his career. It's a testament to how good an action movie can be if you have some fun with it, and one of my new go-to titles. 4.5/5 stars Madi. This splendid little film, shot in the Annapolis Valley, is one of the best films I saw at FIN, the Atlantic International Film Festival. It follows a painter, Maud Lewis, who deals with arthritis in Nova Scotia and works as a housekeeper. But her talent soon turns her into so much more. Madi is the gorgeous tale of a renowned, beloved woman in our history, and it's skillfully told. Her life story is put on beautiful display. Sally Hawkins gives an Oscar-worthy performance, and Ethan Hawke is also pretty formidable as the co-lead. It's a wonderfully portrayed little flick that packs a serious emotional punch. 4.5/5 stars Jordan Parker's weekly film reviews can be found on his blog, Parker and the Picture Shows.